You're listening to the German language course, Radio D. A joint project of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio. The author is Gerard Meise.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 28 of your German language course, Radio D. Do you remember the somewhat vague message that Kompu received by email? Have another listen.
Trabi gegen Porsche.
That sounds strange, doesn't it? A sports car racing against a normal car? Is that a joke? The Trabi was the Volkswagen of the GDR, and its proper name was Trabant. GDR, in German, DDR, is the abbreviation for German Democratic Republic, Deutsche Demokratische Republik. The GDR was a socialist state that was founded after the Second World War and the division of Germany. Until Germany was reunited in 1990, there were two German states, a capitalist one, the Federal Republic of Germany, or FRG. It's called in German Bundesrepublik Deutschland, or BRD, and a socialist one, the GDR. The two states were also often called West Germany and East Germany. West Germany was the Federal Republic, and East Germany was the German Democratic Republic. Oh, I think Kompu wants to say something else.
Trabi gegen Porsche. Wettrennen in Grünheide.
So now we also know the place where the race, Wettrennen, is to take place, in Grünheide. Philip and Paula have set off to go there. We're going to listen to them while they're on their way. What do you find out about Grünheide? Listen to the noises, which will give you clues.
Sag mal, wo sind wir hier eigentlich?
Hast du das Ortsschild nicht gesehen?
Mm-mm.
Wir sind in Grünheide.
Oh. Hier ist ja überhaupt nichts los. Mach doch mal das Radio an.
Frau.
Auch nicht viel besser. Sind die Menschen?
Arbeiten, schlafen, Fernsehen. Und die Männer sind in der Kneipe.
Gibt es hier überhaupt eine Kneipe?
Oh ja, guck mal da. Eine Kneipe. Und endlich Menschen.
Da ist ja wohl was los. Halt mal an.
Did you hear the wind in the trees and the occasional neighing of horses? So, Grünheide is in the country. It's a small village between Berlin and Frankfurt on the Oder. Paula seems to have had a somewhat different idea of what the place would be like, because she complains that there's nothing going on there.
Hier ist ja überhaupt nichts los.
Above all, she doesn't see any people in the streets.
Wo sind die Menschen?
Philip can imagine where the people are and what they are doing. Working, sleeping, watching TV.
Arbeiten, schlafen, Fernsehen.
And Philip is sure the men are in the Kneipe.
Und die Männer sind in der Kneipe.
Can you guess what a Kneipe is? It's a pub or bar where people meet with friends or neighbours to have a drink and talk in relaxed surroundings. But Paula doubts whether there's a pub in the village at all. It all seems so quiet and lonely to her.
Gibt es hier überhaupt eine Kneipe?
Shortly afterwards, Philip does find a pub.
Oh ja, guck mal da, eine Kneipe. Und endlich Menschen.
Paula is relieved to see there is something going on in the village after all. And she asks Philip to stop.
Da ist ja wohl was los. Halt mal an.
Philip stops the car and the two of them get out. In the car park, in front of the pub, there are two cars, a Porsche and a Trabi. And standing around them is a group of people. Listen now to the conversation with the village residents.
Hallo, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Willkommen
bei Radio D.
Radio D.
Die Reportage.
Listen very carefully to the woman's voice. What is she claiming?
Ja, und aber läuft und läuft.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Ein Porsche.
Also sind wir hier richtig.
Einen Porsche sieht man hier sicher nicht oft.
Der ist nicht schlecht.
Aber der Trabi sieht auch gut aus.
Hey, Vorsicht!
Der sieht nicht nur gut aus.
Der ist auch schnell.
Sehr schnell sogar.
Schneller als ein Porsche.
Oh, Männer und Technik. Philipp, dein Auto ist sicher am schnellsten.
Oh nee, glauben Sie das mal ja nicht. Der Trabi ist am schnellsten. Wetten wir?
Stimmt.
Klar. Wetten das?
Perhaps you still remember the word Wettrennen. Then you probably also have understood that everyone is talking about a bet. Wette. The woman bets that the Trabi is the fastest.
Der Trabi ist am schnellsten. Wetten wir?
This bet is the woman's reaction to Paula's statement that Philip's car is the fastest.
Philip, dein Auto ist sicher am schnellsten.
But actually, Paula was being very ironic. She was probably a bit annoyed about the previous conversation about cars. Listen to it again, more closely. To get into the conversation with the village residents, Philip says that a Porsche probably wouldn't often be seen in the small village.
Einen Porsche sieht man hier sicher nicht oft.
The reaction to this is pretty low-key. It's not bad.
Der ist nicht schlecht.
Philip turns his attention to the Trabi, which is parked next to the Porsche. The Trabi has unusually wide tires, almost like a racing car. So Philip admires it as well. But the Trabi looks good too.
Aber der Trabi sieht auch gut aus.
Another man adds that the Trabi is also very fast.
Der sieht nicht nur gut aus.
Der ist auch schnell.
Sehr schnell sogar.
To highlight this positive quality of the Trabi, the man emphasizes that the Trabi is faster than a Porsche.
Schneller als ein Porsche.
Anyway, Paula isn't exactly thrilled about this rivalry. She says ironically that Philip's car is sure to be the fastest. A woman from the village corrects her straight away. The woman, who speaks dialect, says that Paula shouldn't be so sure and suggests a bet.
Oh nee, glauben Sie das mal ja nicht. Der Trabi ist am schnellsten, wetten wir?
And some of the men join in with her suggestion. Unfortunately, at the moment, we can't follow what happens next. We want to hear what's going on in the offices of Radio D. It is now evening and Josefina has arrived at Radio D. She hears about the possible bet and wants to join in. How does Eulalia react to this?
Hier ist ja gar nichts los und alles ist sauber. Waren Philipp und Paula gar nicht hier?
Sie sind noch in Grünheide.
Und was machen Sie da?
Ich glaube, Sie wetten Trabi gegen Porsche.
So was Blödes. Der Porsche ist in jedem Fall schneller. Wetten wir?
Vorsicht! Vorsicht! Man weiß nie genau. Ich kenne da eine Geschichte.
You are sure to have heard that Josefina would like to bet that a Porsche is definitely faster.
So was Blödes. Der Porsche ist in jedem Fall schneller. Wetten wir?
Eulalia warns her to be careful, because you never really know for sure.
Vorsicht! Vorsicht! Man weiß nie genau.
And without explaining herself, she hints that she knows a story.
Ich kenne da eine Geschichte.
At the moment, I don't know what story Eulalia means, but I have some time to think about it, because here comes our professor.
Und nun kommt unser Professor.
Radio D.
Gespräch über Sprache.
Hello, everybody. At least I can explain today's story to you.
Well, that's not hard. It was about a bet.
But I would like to concentrate on what's interesting here language-wise, the degrees of comparison of adjectives. Adjectives have a basic form. Listen to an example with the adjective schnell.
Schnell. Schnell.
Der sieht nicht nur gut aus.
Der ist auch schnell.
Sehr schnell sogar.
But this story is about who is faster.
Yes, and this comparison is expressed in German by using an ending. Listen to an example and pay attention to the ending of the adjective.
Schnell.
Schneller. Schneller.
So the comparative ending of the adjective is always er.
Der Porsche ist in jedem Fall schneller.
Right. And when making a comparison, you can of course always say what you are comparing something with. Then the comparative is followed by the word als.
Schneller.
Schneller als. Schneller als ein Porsche.
Schneller als ein Porsche.
The listeners have heard another degree of comparison as well.
Yes, they heard one possible form of the superlative. Listen to an example and pay attention to the ending of the adjective.
Schnell.
Am schnellsten. Am schnellsten.
So the ending of the adjective in the superlative after am is always S-T-A-N, sten.
Der Trabi ist am schnellsten. Wetten wir?
Yes, that's right. After am, the adjective is in the superlative degree. It is not followed by a noun.
Philipp, dein Auto ist sicher am schnellsten.
Yes. Then thank you very much, Professor. In the next episode, you can hear whether Philipp or Paula will join in the strange bet.
Bis zum nächsten Mal, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
You've been listening to Radio D, a German course of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio.
Und tschüss.